This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
How do you do? Welcome to the DJV. Say it again, Doug. There it is. That's not a great way to start the hour. When you can't do your own name, then you're in big trouble. It's the Doug Steffen introduction, presenting Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off today because she can't talk. Other than that, she's fine. Fine. So I don't know why I chuckle. It's a horrible thing for a broadcaster not to be able to talk. Can you imagine, Victoria, going through life without a voice? It's actually a good exercise once in a while when you, there's a lesson in life that we all need to learn, and that is when to keep our mouths shut. It's something that has come hard to me over the years because I think sometimes I'm an expressive, you know, that psychological term, an expressive. I'm an empath and an expressive. So this is a perfect job for me. This is a perfect way for me to earn a living. But it sometimes it gets it. When I was a kid, it got me into trouble as an adult. And part of it has to do with my Scorpio nature. Any good astrologer who understands Maria Trilogy actually taught me about what there is that's quirky about my Scorpio nature, combined with the other things, you know, the part of my rising sign and where the moon is and stuff. But I always want to know why.
What's your rising sign?
My rising sign is Pisces. My moon's in Pisces. My rising sign's Aquarius. I'm very, very inquisitive, which has made me great at what I do. But I also tend to...
Very humble, too. There must be some other part of you that's very humble.
Excuse me? There's some other part of... Well, there is, frankly. I'm very much a server, and I always put other people first. And it's a habit that's got me into trouble. It's time now for all of us who are trying to figure out what life is about. All through our lives, I think we have questions, and sometimes we never get answers because we don't ask the right questions, we don't ask the right people. You know that I'm a great believer in shaping our minds as well as our body and keeping our minds healthy as well as our body. So you all of us, I should say collectively, have habits that are formed early on for life. And as you get older, you don't want them any longer. You don't need them any longer. So how do you dump them? The old habits that are incompatible with either where you are now or, more importantly, that future that you're trying to create for yourself. Do you replace old habits with new ones and help yourself to the person that you want to be, not the person that you were? One of them is, you know, focus on blame and stuff. That doesn't ever fix anything. I keep talking about Joel Osteen and his focus on the rearview mirror being small, and it's a great analogy, whether you like Osteen or you don't. Great analogy. Rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. So you take it from there. It's food for thought. You go through as you get older, and you see your friends either pass away, or you see relationships that you've had that you've wanted just kind of crumble, and you think, okay, how do we move this all ahead? How do we move it to the next phase, the next page, or whatever it is? And so hopefully you're able to work with that, because otherwise your life will become miserable and you get angry, and you've all seen people who, as they get older, just seem to get just angry and nasty, and who wants to live that way? Oof. I'm Captain Curmudgeon. That's as far as I want to go.
I was waiting for that part. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. All right, Victoria, what's the lead here? Now I digressed a minute. What do we have that's a breaking news, trending story?
Well, the DNC is in the news, and the reason for it is because officials within the Democratic National Committee, they're actually warning party candidates not to use certain smartphones, especially ones made by ZTE or Huawei. Now, those are the two Chinese companies that we've talked a lot about over the last 6 or 7 months. Mm-hmm. ZTE, of course, was really in the headlines. They were, the intelligence officials testified that both of the companies, ZTE and Huawei, were using smartphones to spy on Americans. And so that's exactly the reason that this warning has hit the DNC. The reason for it is because apparently the chief security officer, Bob Lord, made this announcement in an email after the committee learned that some of the party members were planning on buying ZTE phones for their staff. And so they said that the devices should not be purchased for work or personal use because of the security risk that they pose.
Thanks.
And, you know, earlier in the year, the Trump administration punished ZTE for violating sanctions on Iran and North Korea. And then there was sort of an about face, and now ZTE is okay to use again or whatever. But don't trust it. Even, you know, they make a lot of burner phones. They're cheap phones. You can buy them at Walmart. You can buy them everywhere. It's tempting. But if you really, you know, if you value your privacy, then stay away from these
brands. What are they doing
with
the information, though? That's right. What the heck are you doing with the
information? Well, if you think about it, why was Cambridge Analytica taking Facebook data? You know, what were they using it for? And then it turns out they aggregate all that data and they sold it to the Trump campaign. So you never know. And in China, who knows what they're using it for? You know, it's opposition research, spying on Americans. We've talked about some of the smart TVs
that
can spy on American viewing habits.
I get that, but what does that get them? Because we're their best friends in terms of getting them to where they are now. And if we're silly enough to keep buying their junk, you know, which some people are, then they continue to have a presence. They continue to have impact and import. But it's us that are giving them that. We're giving them. So why do
that?
Well,
a lot of times you hear stories when people are hacking or spying on any group of people, that information then gets sold on the dark web. And so when you could take it down to a personal level where a lot of cell phones have been hacked of celebrities, they've had some pretty embarrassing pictures released, there's ransom for it, there are a lot of negative things that can come from having your information spied upon. So no one wants it. It's not good news for anybody, especially a political party, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats. No one wants all those phones to be able
1310 KFKA.
Who do I perform for?
They can be controlled.
I perform for all the awesome composers whose music deserves to be heard.
It's not something that I understand.
I perform for all the
stagehands
who make sure I never miss a cue.
Very cheap, but it's just.
I perform for our high school choir director who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm.
How do you know it's a ZTE phone?
Does
it
say
on the block? Speech,
debate, theater, Samsung,
music. The performing artists teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
I performed for Mrs. Evans, my high school debate coach, who has helped me become more confident than I ever dreamed possible.
This message presented by the Colorado High School Activities Association and the high school in your community.
But you can start today. You can't change what
for
you've done.
You who will you perform for?
It's over.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com. stemcareers.com or talk to a recruiter near here and to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Carried by the Colorado Broadcasters Association at this station.
Amazing offers.
Remember to click or call 811 before you begin any outdoor project that requires
America's best-selling brand.
Thanks, 811, for helping me plant my new guard.
Shop online at buycordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford. Join the Ford Summer Sales Event.
The service is free and easy, and within 3 business days, locators will mark your property for underground utilities here.
Right now, it's 0% APR financing for 72 months, $1,000 Ford Credit Bonus Cash, and a great lineup of Ford SUVs.
Having them marked before you take can prevent injuries or potential fines. Make it really easy. Download the free 811 app. The app allows you to enter your address, select the work you'll be doing, and submit your locate request in one quick and easy step. Click or call 811 before you dig, and visit Colorado811.org for more information. Sponsored by Colorado 811, the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
All right, right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for $1 plus 25 cents.
High school basketball for every baller who ever played a pickup game on a driveway, playground, or alley. Because we all share the same dream.
We've got the supplies.
I'm like
come into Office Depot Office Max and select access to supplies because $1 or less.
Shop online on our app or in store for a chance to put my hometown of Colorado on the map.
Limit
supplies in the state championship.
You wouldn't put a scrap.
Only 0.5% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home.
I play high school basketball because I love performing in front of a capacity crowd in my hometown gym.
This message presented by the Colorado High School Activities Association and the Colorado Athletic Directors Association
of the week.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind the desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me home, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community, serve my country, it was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community. It was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association at this station.
Police blotters.
Right here for Mornings with Gale.
Framingham
police blotter
this
weekend. Two women facing charges after a fight. Included one woman smashing a wine bottle on the head of the other one, and the other one picked up a chair and swung it at her. They were arguing about a lawn chair. And it was 2:30 in the morning on Sunday, and police theorized that alcohol was involved. Hard to believe, right? Fighting over a patio chair next to a minivan. And so the one lady took a bottle and whacked it over the head of the other one. And then the other one that had the bottle whacked on her head picked up the chair and smashed it against a minivan. So there, you can't use it. If I can't have it, you can't have it either. Police were called to the address and found numerous beer cans and old wine bottle. They're all old. these kinds, but they happen everywhere. I just use that. I kind of chuckle about it. But they have these sorts of things happen everywhere. They happen in your neighborhood, Kara. Happen in Victoria is a pretty upscale neighborhood, so and that's probably right down the boardwalk. Would you see people there? You see people in the middle of Saturday night, early Sunday morning, especially there. All those sorts of things. The vagaries of too much alcohol. You know what happens to your system if you're out in the sun and you're you know how much quicker the alcohol works when you are. You can get drunk so much faster when you're hot. Apparently, I don't know why that is. But that was something, that was a lesson I learned a long time ago. Have you found that to be the case, Victoria? I don't know why I'm asking you, but...
Well, here's one. Okay, so there's two reasons, I would think, for that. Number one, if you're drinking during the day, you always get drunk faster because the enzymes that you need to break down alcohol don't kick in until the nighttime.
Got it. 21 after the hour.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Taylor Swift on Saturday with Bryan Adams in Toronto at the second of her shows at Rogers Center. The duet on his hit, The Summer of 69. Crank it up a bit. This is from the mid-80s. So, Adams had played the arena the night before down the street from the stadium where he told his fans that he had to get out of the car and walk to the venue because the traffic was so bad. Because of all the Swift fans flooding the arena to see her first show of the weekend. That happened down here in Boston, Foxborough Stadium. The same sort of thing happened a couple of weeks ago. Taylor sprung the surprise by saying, "It's just one of my favorite songs ever written. It's not one of mine, but you guys have been singing so loud all night, I really wanted to see how loud it could be." She encouraged everybody to keep singing as she launched into the opening lines of this song, Summer of 69. And so then Adams emerged from a trap door with his guitar, picking up where she left off with the second verse. And then they continued to share or take the lead on lines from the first chorus forward. After the show, Taylor posted a video of the duet saying, "I didn't even know Brian was going to be in town until last night, and I asked him completely last minute if he wanted to come sing. Pretty evident from the videos that I'm fully losing it with excitement, and I can't thank Bryan Adams enough." So that must have been kind of a neat thing. Is there any history between the two of them at all?
I don't think they knew each other until this. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to do
it. He still sounds really good, too.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, right.
That's always great, because that just introduced him, well, for him, he hasn't played in front of that many people in a long time.
No, right.
But that's a whole new generation of people who now know that song.
He was in the stadium, and he was in the arena, and she was in the stadium.
Right.
So, good. Toronto would be a good venue, I would have thought, for them, for both of them. All right, so that's the Taylor Swift, Bryan Adams story. Next up, musically speaking on the DJV program with Victoria and Kara and Doug, is a focus on Dolly Parton. The Dollywood Amusement Park announced a $37 million expansion, new rides, a restaurant, live entertainment. It's called Wildwood Grove, planned to open up next year. Dollywood said in a news release the investment meets the company's commitment of $300 million over a 10-year period, 4 years ahead of schedule. Wow. They must have quite a... This is a big expansion. They have to be doing very well there. I would think, just because of Dolly and her name and her demeanor, that would bring people in. But obviously a lot of people have fun there.
Yeah.
So they're going to expand with six new rides, a suspended family roller coaster called the Dragonflyer. I think I could do without that. Also various indoor and outdoor play areas for families. Parton said that this place... visitors have a place to explore, play, and imagine together. But more importantly, it's a place where they can spend more time together. So, they start this year and they finish it next year. How often does she appear at the park? Is there a stage? Is there a place for her to do concerts?
I don't know. I'm assuming there has to be some performance space for concerts and stuff. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I have such regard for her. I think she's such a fabulous in all kinds of ways. Just a great example of what you can do if you want. When you start from nothing, zero, and make something of yourself. Not everybody has it in their character or their demeanor. Some people do, and when they put their mind to it, they really do get things done. So congratulations to Dolly and all the people who feel good listening to her music and have a good time at Dollywood. What a great place. It's in the middle of the mountains, too, by the way. Middle of nowhere. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cakes. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Another dozen women have stepped forward to sue former gynecologist Dr. George Tyndall and USC. They say Tyndall sexually harassed and assaulted them during medical exams over a period of decades. Attorney Gloria Allred is representing them.
For the betrayal of trust and for the serious damage that they have inflicted on the vulnerable young women, students at USC.
Chicago's top cop says he's tired of the violence. At least 10 people were killed and 53 injured in shootings between Friday and Sunday in the Windy City. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson blames the violence on repeat offenders.
This is a small subset of individuals who think they can play by their own rules because they continue to get a slap on the wrist when we arrest them.
City leaders, including the mayor, are calling for tougher gun laws. 200 active-duty military members are being called in to help fight wildfires in Northern California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Weather you can count on. Hear it on 1310 KFKA.
Now 26 minutes before the hour, so 34 after the hour on the DJD program. Jennifer out today because she went to a concert over the weekend that ruined her voice.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, well, you've got the real story behind the story. Meanwhile, Victoria Keelan on duty is Kara Schillen at our studios in Washington. She had a nice time camping in the rain over the weekend. I'm sure that helped a lot her mood. Actually, you sound refreshed. You sound full of fun. And
I did have a good time. It only rained a little bit, so I'm feeling refreshed, and my mood is fine this morning. Thank you.
Good. Good, good, good. Okay, so people in the news, anybody got anything new on Molly Tibbetts, this young lady who has disappeared? Nobody seems to know what
that is. 3 weeks now, right?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything new. Yeah. I know the family has, you know, they seem hopeful that she's still alive. They've got the GoFundMe has been raising a lot of money. I think they have, what is it, close to... They've got $260,000 right now they've raised.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the latest. I don't know anything else about it. It's just really sad.
Well, it's something, it has captured the public imagination, no question about that. Next person is the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, who says that Texas, no, he didn't say it about Texas, he says Houston has more brothels than Starbucks. Why would anybody in, Houston, never been my favorite place. I've only been there a few times, and I think the last time I was there was when I went to visit the George Bush Presidential Library. But it's just, it's hot and humid there all the time. A lot of businesses, that's for sure. But anyway, there are 224 businesses that list kissing as an available service.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 224 of those. There are 51 Starbucks locations in the city. That's code for what, Victoria?
Well, that's code for whatever you want it to be. That's part of the problem in these quote-unquote massage parlors.
Uh-huh. What? So. Massage parlors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, they're brothels, essentially.
Yeah. Well, but is that automatically? Are you automatically? I don't know about that.
What? If you look on a massage parlor's website and they have anything beyond massages,
what do you think is not fair, Doug, about what?
No, just because they allow kissing, that doesn't mean it's
what?
A brothel.
I'm sorry, that's just...
that's prostitution. You're paying for a sex
somebody
act.
To get a kiss?
It's not a kissing booth at a county fair.
But this whole thing now, you've seen the last week
kissing
especially...
That's not even what they... That's code for other things.
Oh, it is? Well, so that's my naivete. I don't know.
Well, right. Even then, do you want to go to a massage parlor and pay to kiss someone?
I don't want to pay to kiss anybody. But I'm saying this last week, wasn't there maybe a week or 10 days ago a focus on these new hugging, places where you can go get a hug, you can lie down with somebody and pay for an hour of hugging and you don't have sex? You see those?
Well, those are like, that's different. That's cuddle parties or something like that.
Yeah, cuddle parties, right.
But those are exclusively non-sexual, and that's the whole point of them. These are just regular massage parlor brothels that are all over Houston. They're all over New York City. If you, this is just gross, but a friend of mine used to live right near the UN, and he was on 49th Street. He and his friend had the top floor apartment. And every other apartment in the whole building was just the massage parlor brothels. He just watched prostitutes, and every guy from the UN in and out all day long with suits, mm-hmm. wearing suits. They look like normal, respectable businessmen, and they're in and out all day long. It was gross.
Middle East, especially were Middle Easterners, I'm sure.
They were from all walks of life. They were, mostly from the UN, but yeah.
Right. Okay. All right, next. This is an interesting release, a news release from Moscow. Associated Press reports that Vladimir Putin, Bad Vlad, has not only given actor Steven Seagal a Russian passport, but he now is a special envoy for humanitarian ties to the United States. Foreign Ministry announcing on its Facebook page, Seagal's portfolio in this unpaid position would be to, quote, facilitate relations between Russia and the United States in the humanitarian field, including cooperation in culture, arts,
jeez,
public and youth exchanges. So, as a matter of fact, the way he got introduced to Bad Vlad, Putin was trying to learn how he was becoming a martial artist, a jiu-jitsu or whatever, one of those things. And because Seagal is an accomplished martial artist, he was invited by Putin to come teach him some moves. So
Russia can have him. He's a quack.
Yeah.
Well, total quack.
He looks different than he used to, that's for sure.
But he's always, something's wrong with him. Like, he acts so erratically. He gets into fights on airplanes. He punches people. He's just not a good guy. So, mm-hmm. Russia can have him.
So, how about, is that the equivalent to Dennis Rodman being an envoy to North Korea?
Well,
Same thing.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Dennis Rodman seems like a sweet person, though. He does. He's not like Steven Seagal.
Doesn't go around beating people up.
I don't think so. No.
All right. Somebody comment. Somebody commented online, we are now officially living in a South Park episode. And I guess maybe it's kind of a Twilight Zone-esque sort of thing. All right, what's this? The Venezuelan presidency in question because Mr. President Maduro, somebody's trying to bump him off. And
that's
he
what
says
he thinks,
it's
yeah.
The president of Colombia who's trying to bump him off. He was unharmed after an explosion went off while he was giving a speech in Caracas. So what the heck is this all about? I saw this was sort of trending all weekend long.
Yeah.
The bodyguards tried to surround him in the television, went the news media saying, hey, don't worry about him. He's okay. There was an assassination attempt. And then he said the Colombian president trying to bump him off. And then a Colombian official told CNN the claims were baseless. Venezuelan government offered excuses. It may be opposition parties. They said, so the AP says there was a gas tank explosion near where he was speaking, and that was it. So it wasn't really an assassination attempt at all. Right? It was something.
Well, that's what. There's a lot of different angles, I guess, to this. So, the gas station or the gas tank explosion, maybe it was part of the assassination attempt. I don't know. Yeah. But this guy, Maduro, certainly thinks that someone's out to get him.
Yeah. Well, if he's anything like the guy that was there before him, I can understand that. The guy that was there before, bad dude. All right, while we're in Russia. Thousands of people protesting government proposal that would raise the country's retirement age. Wow. The proposal raises the retirement age for women to 63 and for men to 65. But the problem is, Russian unions say many men won't even live long enough to claim their pensions. As of this year, life expectancy for Russian men is 66, Russian women 77. Protesters in Moscow seen holding signs that said, we want to live on our pensions, not die at work. Wow. So, what do we think of that? Imagine that I had no idea the Russian life, but they're all drunks over there. They're all alcoholics. Well, they are. There's a stat that like 90% of people in, especially Siberia, places like that. How'd you like to live, try to live? Suicide rates there are crazy. That's why average man lives to be 66. Of course it is. Awful. Yeah. All right, so that's the latest from Bad Vlad. One other, as long as we're traveling around the world here, Swedish authorities chasing after suspects involved in a heist that saw crown jewels stolen from an old cathedral west of Stockholm. It's kind of interesting. Police say two men were seen speeding off on a small motorboat that had been moored below the cathedral. What are these jewels? The royal jewels? Why are they in a church? Excuse me.
17th That's a good
century.
Question. I think we should start with that.
Yeah.
Why are they in a church and why are they able to be stolen?
Yeah.
Although the crown jewels, where are the crown jewels in England? Where can you see them?
In the basement at the Queen's Castle.
But don't they go on display?
Same thing as the Catholics. All of their jewelry is downstairs under the Vatican. They have $5 billion worth of jewelry and all kinds of treasures that they have had there for centuries, and they do nothing with it. They're supposed to. I don't know. This kind of stuff makes me crazy.
They were crowns that were made for the burials of one of the kings and queens, so they're not ones that are actually used for events. It was just.
So how did they get extracted? Were they in a coffin with one of the former kings or queens?
I think they were probably in a glass case. I don't know if the coffins are in the church. I don't know. I don't know much about the history.
Sounds like a good movie to me.
Yeah, I don't think they have any real clues on where they've been. They just hopped on a boat that was in a lake nearby and got out of there before anyone was able to really figure out.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology not found in the civilian
45 past the hour here on today's DJ
Show. In an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're one step closer to
becoming a better angle. John, what are you doing? I was in an accident yesterday. My insurance adjuster wanted me to use my smartphone to snap a couple of pictures of the damage. Then I got to send it over to them. He said they'd write me an estimate and have the money in my account today.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. How could they possibly write an honest and accurate estimate for pictures? They can't. And why would they? Hi, I'm Mike from Auto Collision Specialist. The insurance companies are at it again. This time they're using your smartphone to prove you are. I've been in the business of repairing cars most of my life. Even with my 30 years of estimating experience, I can't write an accurate estimate of pictures. When I tell you taking pictures of the damage and sending it to your insurance company is a bad idea, they better believe it. If you've had an accident, insist that someone from the insurance company and the body shop of your choice physically examine your car. Don't let the insurance companies use your smartphone. Phones to outsmart you.
Building, repairing, and maintaining.
Beer and ice cream while you watch the big game? That's right. This summer on the Rocks Liquor is turning the perfect double play. John, Tony, Dave, and the gang at On the Rocks have your game beer of the week as always. And now the hit of the summer. Alcohol-infused ice cream from Bootleg Creamery. Four flavors to choose from, like Mudslide Mood and Irish Coffee. Oh, so good. Adult beverages and alcohol-infused ice cream at On the Rocks Liquor. Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. Open every day.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect their nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans. A proud legacy, which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association at this station. Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community, serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association at this station.
Victoria. Remember to click or call 811.
Hey, you're the New Jersey and now I moved to New Jersey.
Digging.
Came from New Jersey.
Thanks, 811, for helping me plant my new garden.
Here's the story of a woman who went to an 88 grand playing online slots.
Our new swing set is really being enjoyed. Thanks, 811.
The service is free and easy, and within three business days, locators will mark your property for underground utilities so you can dig safely. Underground utility lines such as water, electric, and the
rest of you go to sleep while I'm having a conversation with
having
myself.
Having them march before you could be in prevent injury or potential fines.
Really easy.
Download the free 811 app. The app allows you to enter your address, select the work you'll be doing, and submit your locate request.
$2 and you get back 287,000.
Click or call 811 before you dig.
And
visit Colorado811.org for more information. Sponsored by Colorado 811, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Pit time is 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffen with the great, I was going to say the late and great, but that wouldn't be fair. Tom Kreiner is here. What? Are you still here?
Still here.
Tommy the King. Yes, he's here. All right. Tommy is here to represent advice, consent, info. Tom is in the refinishing wood floor business at the moment in his own place, but he has great expertise. He also has a great website, moneypit.com. Always lots of resources there, lots of information. We'll tell you what the latest is and how you can sign up after we answer this question from listener Joel, who said that he has a basement floor that's poured concrete, a lot of rise and fall from one end to the other. It's 9 inches. That's very interesting. What do you suggest other than an atomic bomb? What does he do to fix that?
Well, I mean, first of all, ceiling height
goes from 98 inches to 107, so he has at least an 8-foot ceiling height, even in the low end.
Yeah.
I would want to know why. I would want to know why that floor is so out of level. Now, basement floors are not really part of the house structure, so you build a foundation and you pour the floor last. If the floor was just poured really poorly, then you could just tear that floor out and level it ground and re-pour it. But that's really key to understand why that had happened. Was there an obstruction underneath or whatever? To try to level the floor, I mean, you could add an additional layer to that, or you could use a floor leveling system for that, but then he's going to lose,
So just pour on top of the current floor, you're saying.
Right.
Settlement, exactly. what kind of play is settlement in all of this? This is a big gap.
Well, if there's evidence of cracking or movement, then that's important to know. And again another reason, with my house, I would investigate further and probably tear the floor out.
I'd want to know how old the house is, too. If this is something that was, if it's an old, I remember the house that I grew up in, in one of the oldest houses in Framingham, and it had stone, it was the foundation was stones from the stone wall, and over the years they'd put mud in it, and then they'd put concrete in it, and the floor was a poured floor that had cracks and crevices and a drain down the middle of it for the water that came in from the hole.
The stones?
To go out to some
stones.
We had a 9-inch from one end to the other easily.
And the ceiling height though is kind of a giveaway here, because most older homes don't have ceiling heights in the basements that are that tall.
Right.
Because the basements were a lot harder to dig. So they were more for utility space for the heating equipment and for the
Remember these old houses that go back 300 years. Hello, the cellar was dug by hand. That's
exactly.
how they and they brought the fieldstone in to put it up to put the house on top of it.
That's why I said they were just there to hold the mechanical equipment, but and maybe the coal, really weren't designed for finished basements in older homes.
Yeah.
Good point.
Right. All right, what's the best tip in the current issue of the Money Pit Home Improvement Weekly Newsletter?
Well, we have many, many fantastic tips, and hard to select your favorite child, Doug. But one of the things that we feature this week are 7 home improvement ideas under $1,000. Most people think that remodeling always has to be really expensive, but we've got 7 ideas that you can do to your house in a fairly short period of time for under $1,000. Updating kitchen countertops and different types of painting techniques, updates for outdoors and for curb appeal improvements and energy efficiency. All the way across the board, great projects that you can tackle for under a grand.
MoneyPit.com. All right. I saw this in a newspaper article over the weekend. There's a new program where you can get rid of spiders and rodents in your home. It caused $5 billion of property damage in the U.S. every year. It has to do with ultrasonic technology that chases the pests away with, a sound that drives them crazy?
That technology has been around forever, and I've never heard really good things about it. I don't think it's brand new. I mean, if you want to keep rodents away from your house, and this is something to think about this time of year as it starts to turn in terms of the seasons and it gets colder, you've got to keep the food away. You can't store things on the floor that they can get into. You don't want to have firewood piles against the side of your house. It makes nesting sites. You want to look at the outside of your house for any small gaps where rodents get into and stuff them with steel wool so that they can't, sort of chew their way through it. I mean, you need to do the basic steps to rodent-proof your house. But I don't think that technology is one that I would turn to for my first attempt at keeping rodents out.
Not the best way. Well, I was just thinking, I've had ants and mice in my house this summer.
Yeah.
We had some mice last winter and had traps all over the place, and then we plugged up a few holes outside. Those are the sorts of things you should be looking for now, I think, as you said. Don't say it's cold weather's coming. Come on. That's not right. Tom Kreitler, MoneyPit.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.